Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Year mortgage proposal. What do you think?
Bad policy, bad idea. Here's why. The average ownership age of a new home in America now is 40 years old. That means 85% of the people that take on this mortgage, a 50-year liability, will die in debt. That's what's going to happen. They will never actually ever own their home. They're basically renting it. So I don't know why this proposal is on the table at all. For generations, Americans have purchased homes with an average of 6 to 7% mortgage rates, almost in perpetuity. And we had this small period of 25 years where rates dropped below 5%, and everybody thought that was going to be the future forever. And now we struggle to go back to that. We'll never get there. Inflation's at 3%. I don't even think the Fed's going to drop rates in December, as a matter of fact. On top of this, burdening people with debt for the rest of their lives, I don't think that's a great idea at all.
So there's Kevin O'Leary talking about the 50-year mortgage. And I told you, the number one place I'm going to learn about the 50-year mortgage is my friend, Stewie. And he's in here with us right now. Hi, Stewie.
Good. How you doing today?
Doing well. Stewart's American Mortgage, a great sponsor of our show and a friend of mine as well. I said, and I've told everybody this, if a 50-year mortgage gets you into a house, all you have to do is get a bank loan refinance as soon as you can afford to knock that thing down to 25 years or 20. I don't know. That's the only thing that I can make sense of it.
You know, I don't think that it's so bad. You know, you got to put things in perspective, okay?
That's why you're here.
That's why I'm here.
Thank you.
So, you know, as time goes along, the value of the dollar naturally is going to decrease, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, a dollar today buys you maybe a Reese's peanut butter cup.
You have to spend another dollar
big
for the other one.
In 20 years,
yeah.
Oh, I love the Reese's peanut. In 20 years, it's going to cost you $5, right?
Ugh.
You're going to be making more money though. So as you go along and you start to earn more, 3% raises, the cost of living goes up, and so on and so forth. Your mortgage payment stays the same. So what's very difficult to pay today is going to be very easy to pay tomorrow. So do you really want to pay off your mortgage, or would you rather have the extra cash and use it for vacations and quality of life or so on and so forth? Mm. So there is a very large school of thought that says, why would I want to pay off my mortgage? I want to be able to earn more and have a better quality of life.
I guess it really depends on what kind of rate you have.
Right. So, I mean, it just depends on how much you're making versus what it costs long term.
Yeah.
I would rather personally to live in a nicer home, enjoy life every day, maybe pay a little bit, than maybe have a free and clear house that I struggle. It's not in the best neighborhood. My kids don't have places to run around. So you got to measure quality of life versus cost at the end of the day. Now, the other school of thought is, you know, I can pay off your debt as soon as you can, own your house free and clear. And mm-hmm. I like that thought too. Neither one of them is wrong.
Yeah.
It really depends
on your...
It's very personal.
Yeah.
So, you know, if I had a customer that we refinanced and they had about $70,000 in credit card debt and they had 10 years left on their mortgage and they're like, we're struggling every single day. Yes, we're paying it off slowly but surely, but this is not a good quality of life. It's affecting my marriage. It's affecting my family life. What am I going to do about that? We went to a 30-year fixed.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to clean up. Their cash flow is tremendously better. They went from $4,000 a month to $1,500 a month in overall expenses and pay. They're going to be able to breathe. It's going to help them. Then later on, as time goes along, they can pay extra every month. You know, you're missing the point that you can always pay extra every single month and get it done in any term you want. So I like the 50-year mortgage. There's a very, very big challenge, though, in that 50-year mortgage. And that is the longer you borrow a loan or money, the higher the interest rate. So the question becomes, are you really getting a better payment with a 50-year mortgage than you would at a 30-year mortgage? Because let's say a 30-year mortgage today is 6.25%, 6.5%, whatever it is, 6%. Going to a 50-year, maybe 6.75% or 7%. A 20-year mortgage is under 6%. So if you go longer term, you may be paying a higher interest rate. What's the difference in the payment between the 50 and the 30? It may not be much. And that's what they're trying to work out.
And that's really why when I encourage people to obviously check out the Bega Loan with you, which is a mortgage, a new mortgage or a refinance that you don't pay closing costs on. I have sent people to you and you ended up not doing a Bega Loan because you figured out something that was better for them. You're always working in the scenario of the person who comes to you and what their goals are. But the Bega Loan, I've used twice myself. We watched the Fed. They just cut rates a little bit again, like maybe a week or two ago. Is that right?
Yeah, but the interest rates went up.
How do you, what are they doing? Like, what is, at this point, what are we doing?
Well, the first challenge that the Federal Reserve has, I don't want to say this while I'm saying it, is political. You know, a lot of this may be politics. And the Federal Reserve is saying, well, you know what? We don't want to cut the interest rates and continuously cut the interest rates because the tariffs are here. And we don't know where inflation is going to be. Well, inflation has dropped dramatically from since President Trump took over. We're down to 3%. A year or two ago, we were 8% inflation. So it was really, really going down. There's no reason for the Federal Reserve to not cut the interest rates. I think the Bank of England right now is going to cut them as we speak. They just worry that if they cut the interest rate, people are going to go out and spend money left and right, and all of a sudden you have inflation bounce back. But it hasn't happened. So we do see some softening in the employment arena, and I think that's going to encourage the Federal Reserve to actually cut the rates. But the last time, in December that is, the last time they cut it, but they made a little footnote, hey, we don't know if we're going to cut it again.
And, so they kind of hedged their bets a little bit.
You know, they're kind of saying, oh, yeah, but all of a sudden, and that caused interest rates to actually go up. So the anticipation is a lot more impacting sometimes than the actual result.
Okay.
And so the Federal Reserve did what they did, but they said what they said.
We're talking with Stuart Rosenblum of Stuart's American Mortgage. You hear me talking about the Bega Loan all the time. So Stewie, like, what's on the table? What could happen in December? Because a lot of people are thinking holidays right now. This is when I think people might be considering cash out refinances. They're buying, everything costs a lot of money right now. They're buying Christmas presents, maybe on their charge card. And they're starting to get a little nervous about how this is all materializing and continuing to snowball. They're probably not starting to. They've been nervous. And it's
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
It's just getting worse. What might the Fed do in December to affect that? What do you do to affect that?
All right. So the first thing you have to realize, everybody should realize, is look, the holiday season is here. This is a good time to look back over your year and at your life and see if you can improve your quality of life and that life of your family. So look at the overall financial position and say, can I make things better? And you want a short-term benefit and you want a long-term benefit. So if you're considering buying a home, maybe now is the time to think about it. The prices have actually stabilized pretty good in the St. Louis area. If you're in a situation where you have a higher interest rate, you're in the 7% range or the upper sixes, maybe refinance for free and get a lower payment. Maybe shorten the term if you want to pay it off quicker from a 30 and 20. There's all kinds of different scenarios. But what I want to impress upon the listeners is now is the holidays. Think about it. This is the time where you can sit back. You know, during the year, we're running around, life is crazy. You have a moment to breathe, look at your family and say, okay, how can I make my life and my family's life better? And mortgages are very, very, the biggest investment you're going to make in your life is your home.
Yeah.
It's the biggest, biggest ticket item you pay every month. Is there a way that I can improve my position? And if you start thinking like this and you take action, you're going to make things happen. And when I mean take action, I mean take action. I had a call yesterday from somebody who said, hey, I want to refinance. How much am I going to save? I said, you're going to save $72 a month on your payment. It's free. $72, it's not that much. And then I said to them, you know what? If it's not that much and it's not worth your while, for the next 30 years, write me a check every month for $72. And all of a sudden, his perspective changed. Mm-hmm. Oh, I got to do it. So when you have to take action, people get lazy. But when you realize it's going to cost you more and you actually have to lay out more money, then they become active. So take that perspective, look at your family life and say, can I be in a better place?
Yeah.
Can my family be in a better place? And that's when you need to act.
We got a comment on our YouTube that says, tell Stewie, James in O'Fallon said, that thanks for the birthday message. He helped me buy my house recently.
So, oh, that's really nice. Thanks, James. Congratulations.
Yes. So, you know, I think the one thing we were talking a little bit before the show, before we wrap here, that I want to encourage people to consider if you're thinking about a cash out refinance. I did two bagel loan refinances, once just to get that super low rate when they were in the basement, the two, whatever it was, 2% rates in 2020. And then we did it again and we took some cash out. Equity in houses are going through the roof. Took out some equity in our house with another bagel loan within like maybe 18 months or 2 years of the first one that we did, and put a new deck on the back of our house because our old deck wasn't safe. You said earlier before the show that if you refinance now, you might skip two mortgage payments.
Absolutely. So at any time you refinance with anybody, they try to sell this as a factor that nobody else can offer. But you can put yourself in a position where you skip two mortgage payments, get a little bit of cash out, lower your rate, and keep your payment, go to a lower payment. So we had a listener, 97.1 listener, that we refinanced, missed November and December's payment, got $2,000 cash back, got their escrow refund from the prior loan back. Altogether, they got $12,000 cash, and their payment went down $100 a month. Great opportunity to do that.
Yeah, and I think, you know, when people think about going through the holidays in January, and then everybody's, I keep hearing that tax returns are going to be pretty fat next year. One Big Beautiful Bill is supposed to juice those a little bit. The tax breaks that were passed in that, people are going to actually see in their tax returns come next year. You could put yourself on a really nice path right now if you're fighting some high interest credit card debt. You always say this. You're like, ask people what rate they're paying on their credit card.
Nobody knows.
They don't know. It's so the rate is so high, people are scared to look at it.
That's right. I saw someone yesterday, 32% on their credit cards. I had no idea. 32%.
I didn't even know it could get into the 30s.
Oh, it can go higher. It can go even higher.
If you're trying to put essentials on credit cards, that loop is going to continue to go. You need to build up some savings or whatever. 2 years off on a mortgage, or 2 months on a mortgage payment off, where you refinance, get yourself in a better position, maybe some cash out to take out down that credit card debt or whatever. That could be life changing.
We had an Annie Fry listener that refinanced, gave him $50,000 in cash. Payment went up $50. That was it. $50. And they got a new kitchen, new everything. I think he's surprising his wife. She doesn't know about it.
It's a good time of year for that.
I know that. So here you go. Good Christmas or Hanukkah present for you.
Yeah.
Stewie, what are the chances the 50 year actually happens? I mean, this is all political, but is it real? Is it a possibility?
It was speculation.
I actually think that this is President Trump's way of combating what's going on in the country. You know what the average age of a home, of a person buying a home today is?
It's about 40, isn't it?
40 years old. So 40 years old, that's pretty late in the game. So they're trying to stir up activity in people, home ownership, and that's why they go into the 50 year. I think it has a good chance. I don't think it's going to happen overnight, but I think it's a good chance. And if they can keep the interest rate comparable to the 30 year, this is going to give people options and opportunity. The 50 year is not a bad thing. You're going to say, hey, I'm going to pay it 50 years, but you can pay it off quicker. You have a 30 year loan. You can pay it off quicker. It gives you, the homeowner, the option. Do I want to pay 50 years or do I want to pay 30 years? I got an Annie Fry listener, 92 years old. We gave him a 30-year mortgage. He says, can I get a 30-year mortgage? I said, yeah. He said, great. Just give it to me. I want to enjoy life. Yeah. I want the better cash flow. Give me the 30-year mortgage so I won't die debt-free. is that...
You weren't like, how about a 50?
But, you know, remember, money is there for you to enjoy life. It's not there if you pass, if you go through life and you're struggling every minute of the day, and then the time comes where you move on and you didn't get to enjoy it, your family didn't get to enjoy it, you didn't have a good quality of life, you have a house free and clear, big deal. Mm. You didn't get to enjoy it. So you can combine both and give yourself the option of what you want to do.
Let me ask you this. We're speaking with Stuart Rosenblum, my friend and sponsor of the show with Stuart's American Mortgage. I'm a customer myself twice over with the bagel loan. I want to talk to you about those people who might want to tap into the equity in their home for credit card debt, but they're too embarrassed to call you to say that they have credit card debt.
We see that they are embarrassed, and they're embarrassed because they think their credit's really bad. And you got to realize, number one, is that a mortgage credit score is different than what you see on Credit Karma or the Discover card. And there are so many programs out today where you can improve your situation. I just closed somebody with a 540 credit score. 540 is pretty low in today's world.
Yeah.
They didn't know. They waited 6-7 months. They were embarrassed. They were afraid they couldn't do it. Take the action. We see it all. We're not going to judge you.
That's what
happens.
But, Stewie,
life happens.
They don't even want to say the words out loud. It's like if they say it out loud that they have incurred a bunch of this credit card debt, or maybe their credit score was in the tank and they're trying to refinance this. You've told me stories about people who are having meetings with you and the two people in the meeting don't know all the truth.
Oh, yeah.
Like there's a married couple and it's like, well, I have some news. And you help get people out of those circumstances. And it's, I mean, it's private. You see it all the time. It's like going into a doctor and like you have this rash and you're super embarrassed about the rash. The doctor sees rashes all day.
It's
and they're there, you're the guy who's there to help them.
I don't look at any person or individual, and nobody in my position should, by sitting there and judging them. Hey, you're a deadbeat. You don't do this. You don't do that. That's not what it's about. What it's about is, where are you today and where can I help you go? And if you realize that no one's going to judge you, if you realize you're talking to somebody with 30 plus years of experience, they're going to guide you in the right direction as to what you can do. And then when you get it done and you close, what a breath, what a relief it is.
You're going to walk lighter.
You're going to say, why didn't I do this before? I had a veteran that we refinanced. Mm-hmm. Great guy. He didn't have a job. Okay. And he had a high interest rate. He had a VA loan. He didn't have a job. His credit wasn't the greatest. And for months and months and months, he didn't do anything. And he was about to default on his mortgage. He calls me up. And there's a program that doesn't even look at income. It doesn't even look at your depth of your credit. You just have to have a mortgage, not be delinquent in 12 months. We took him down 2% on his interest rate. And he went from paying $2,500 a month to paying under $2,000 a month. And that saved him.
That saved him.
Yeah. And he was procrastinating the whole time because he says, I just don't know if I can or I can't. Don't self-diagnose. Okay. Mm-hmm. Go ahead and pick up the phone. You don't know all the programs that are out there. You don't know what's available for you out there, whether you to get a lower rate, cash out. You can even go and buy investment property and not have any income to prove. There's so many products out there. Let the experts
start the conversation.
Start the conversation. That's the key.
Ryan, you can show Stewie your rash now. Put your pants back on. Not that rash. I didn't know about that one.
Oh. Well,
I can't help you, but I can tell you where to go. Okay.
Somewhere else. Anywhere else.
Maybe the stress is calling the rash. So refinance it, consolidate his debt, the rash will go away.
There
well,
you
I'm
go.
All flush.
It's either
now.
That or it's a heat rash. It's
That's
hard
not
to
even
sell.
A rash.
314-324-4440. And if that 50-year mortgage ends up becoming a thing, I'm the first person I would be going to if that was something that would I thought might work for me, it would be Stewie, to get the truth of the matter and how it will work in with yours. You're gonna work with a lot of people over the holiday season too that are gonna start the new year off right.
That's the key. The holidays are here. Go into New Year's with a fresh new life. Most important for you and your family. The quality of life is what counts. That's why you earn a living. That's why you live in the house that you live in. Keep that in scope. Keep that in mind. And then you can make the right decisions.
Well, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Happy to say that now. Very happy to be able to say that. If you want to reach out to Stu, you can Google the bagel loan. That's a pretty simple way to do it. Or 314-324-4440. That's the number to call or text. We're getting people commenting right now that have used Stewie and they're, in their words, giving unsolicited rave reviews about the process of using the bagel loan at Stuart's American Mortgage. I myself can say the same, so much so that I did it twice. 314-324-4440. Jim Carafano on the Andy Fry Show next. Everybody's got serving
USA. Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.